Remembrance. Today is so much about remembering. Remembering about what Jesus did for us. Remembering what God has done for us. And remembering not in a way that it's about something long ago, but it's about today. Remembrance. One of the people I most deeply remember is my mother. Almost 37 years ago, she passed away, but I have never forgotten her. There are certain things that will happen, I'll see or hear in my life that remind me of my mother, that instantly bring back the memory of my mother as if she's almost there. One is her name, Evelyn. Whenever I hear someone say their name is Evelyn, I think instantly of my mom. Whether it's a little girl I'm baptizing or a woman who would be as old as my mother, every Evelyn first reminds me of my mother. Whether she's a German like my mother or one of the Latino Evelyns I have had the privilege to baptize with, all Evelyns remind me of my mom. There's even something more amazing. Like one of the things I realized after my mother passed away, this woman walked by and I instantly go, she smells like my mom. She had the fragrance of my mother. Now, if the day before my mother had died, you had said, hey, Kev, what did your mom smell like? I go, I don't know. But after she died, if there was a woman who walked by with her fragrance, I remembered. Tonight we're about remembering. Is that what we do every time we gather as a family at a dinner table? We remember who we are. We remember what God has brought us through. We remember our birthdays and our anniversaries. We remember all kinds of things about our life. That's why one of the great titles for this is table. Because here we're nourished and fed. We receive the body and blood of Jesus. Perhaps it's one of the things that's so hard is that, except for 8 people, we're simply remembering. We're not able to actually be here to receive. But when we remember, we allow God to fill us with the remembrance, and not just remembrance, but to actually participate in the gifts that God has given to us, the gifts of fellowship and love and kindness, the gift especially of the Holy Spirit, who gives us abundant life and joy, even when things are difficult, even when things are complex, that God gives us an incredible gift of the Holy Spirit so we might know even now the goodness of God. There's another title, though, for this. And that title is Altar. Altar. See, this is an altar where we offer the very presence of God who's made present again, represented his one sacrifice so that we might participate in it here and now. And so whether we receive or not, the most important thing perhaps is that once again, we enter into Calvary, into that Last Supper, into that resurrection, and we offer to the Father Jesus. And in doing so, we ask God for the same grace that Jesus manifested in his life, the grace to offer our lives. Maybe that's one of the reasons why we don't like to remember that second part about the altar. It's much nicer to think about table and community and fellowship and eating and ice cream and jelly beans. But it's also, and maybe even foundationally, the altar through which Jesus gave and gives himself so that we might have salvation. A number of months ago, I received this wonderful gift from one of our parishioners, Philothea Sweet. She usually sings in the choir, and her husband usually sits there. They're in their 90s. No, he's in his 90s. She's not yet 90. A young gal she is. And Philothea said, here, Father, I got you a gift. And so I want to show you the gift that Philothea got me. I need a stool. There just happens to be one right here because Philothea got me some. Well, you'll see in a second. You'd be able to see these from Elmhurst, Illinois, probably. She got me some red socks. Now, these are not ordinary red socks, I want you to know. These are the red socks that her son, I want to say, or someone who knows her, bought not just in Rome, but at Gaminelli. Is that how you say it? I don't even know how to say it. But it's this shop near the Vatican where the bishops and the Pope get their socks. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to be a bishop. That will never happen. Trust me. But there's a reason why they're red. There's a double reason why they are red. The first reason that the Pope or bishops are called to wear red socks and red shoes is to remind them of the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit, to be alive in God, to have the fire of the Holy Spirit alive and the gift of God, abundant life and joy and the peace and the fruit of the Holy Spirit. If you feel wisdom and love, that God wants to give all these gifts to us. So I'm happy to wear that sock. But the other reason is martyrdom, blood, offering. I just don't know if I want to wear that sock. I mean, who wants to die to themselves? I mean, that's kind of icky. I don't think I want that one. I mean, I want the gifts, but I don't want the sacrifice. I want the fellowship and the sweet koinonia, but to actually give myself, to die to myself, to lay my life down, to wash stinky feet. But this is why Jesus gives us the gift of the Eucharist. So he gives us the gift to the Eucharist, which is offered today for all of us, for the whole church, for the whole world, because of the offering of Jesus himself for our salvation, so that we might receive not only the wisdom and love and kindness and generosity of God's mercy, but that we might receive the courage and the strength and the fortitude to give ourselves to love. And so there's one thing that we've been called to do during this time of the COVID-19 interlude in the history of the human race, is to give ourselves in a very weird way. Not by doing things, but by being a little distant, by having mass on TV, by having a church that's empty. We're called to let go of so much things and the life and the baseball and this and that and school and friends that we can just hang out, and we're not even supposed to be playing, you know, pickup basketball these days. It's a real sacrifice. And we do it because we love one another. And God gives to you and to me that grace of the Spirit, so that not only do we receive the good gifts that come from God, abundant they are, but we also receive the courage and the strength to love one another the way Jesus has loved us. So I invite you, put Christ on. Put Christ on and love one another.